I am going to tell you a story about Peter and the wolf. How Peter and his animal friends, the bird, the duck, and the cat, caught the wicked wolf. Each of the characters in this story is represented by a different instrument of the orchestra. The bird by the flute. The duck by the oboe. The cat by the clarinet. The grandfather by the bassoon. The wolf by the horns. Peter by the strings of the orchestra. The gunshots by the timpani and the bass drum. Early one morning, Peter opened the gate and went out into the big green meadow. On a branch of a big tree sat a little bird, Peter's friend. "All is quiet, all is quiet," chirped the bird gaily. Just then, a duck came waddling around. She was glad that Peter hadn't closed the gate and decided to take a nice swim in the deep pond in the meadow. The duck, the little bird flew down upon the grass, settled next to her, and shrugged his shoulders. "What kind of a bird are you if you can't fly?" said he. To this the duck replied, "What kind of a bird are you if you can't swim?" and dived into the pond. They argued and argued, the duck swimming in the pond and the little bird hopping along the shore. Suddenly, something caught Peter's attention. It was a cat crawling through the grass. The cat thought, "The bird is busy arguing. I'll just grab him." Stealthily, she crept towards him on her velvet paws. "Look out!" shouted Peter, and the bird immediately flew up into the tree. While the duck quacked angrily at the cat. From the middle of the pond, the cat walked round the tree and thought, "Is it worthwhile climbing up so high? By the time I get there, the bird will have flown away." Just then, Grandfather came out. He was angry because Peter had gone into the meadow. "It is a dangerous place. If a wolf should come out of the forest, then what would you do?" But Peter paid no attention to his grandfather's words. Boys like Peter aren't afraid of wolves. But Grandfather took Peter by the hand, locked the gate, and led him home. Had Peter gone, then a big gray wolf came out of the forest. Twinkling, the cat climbed up into the tree. The duck quacked, and in her excitement, jumped out of the pond. But no matter how hard the duck tried to run, she couldn't escape the wolf. He was getting nearer and nearer, catching up with her. And then he got her, and with one gulp swallowed her. And now, this is how things stood. The cat was sitting on one branch. The bird on another. Not too close to the cat. And the wolf walked round and round the tree, looking at them with greedy eyes. Meantime, Peter, without the slightest fear, stood behind the closed gate, watching all that was going on. He ran home, got a strong rope, and climbed up the high stone wall. One of the branches of the tree around which the wolf was walking stretched over the wall. Grabbing hold of the branch, Peter lightly climbed over onto the tree. Peter said to the bird, "Fly down and circle around the wolf's head. Only take care that he doesn't catch you." The bird almost touched the wolf's head with his wings, while the wolf snapped angrily at him from this side and that. That bird teased the wolf. How that wolf wanted to catch him. But the bird was too clever, and the wolf simply couldn't do anything about it. Meanwhile, Peter made a lasso, carefully letting it down. And down. And down. caught the wolf by the tail and pulled with all his might. Feeling himself caught, the wolf began to jump wildly, trying to get loose. But Peter, tie the other end of the rope to the tree. And the wolf jumping only made the rope round his tail tighter. Just then, the hunters came out of the woods. Following the wolf's trail and shooting as they went. Peter, sitting in the tree, said, "Don't shoot. Birdie and I have already caught the wolf. Now help us take him to the zoo." Now, just imagine. The triumphant procession. Peter at the head. Thank you. him the hunters leading the wolf. Up the procession, Grandfather and the cat. Grandfather shook his head discontentedly. Well, and if Peter hadn't caught the wolf, what then? Birdie chirping merrily. My, what fine fellows we are, Peter and I. Look what we have caught. And if one would listen very carefully, they could hear the duck quacking inside the wolf, because the wolf, in his hurry, had swallowed her alive.